Pashishlach Tovshin Ein Vov. Whenever it comes to Pashishlach, very, very, very scary parsha. The parsha discusses one of the most tragic occurrences in Klal Yisrael with Chazal Darshin, Haim Bochu Bechir Shel Chinom, and therefore, I'm going to give them a Bechir L'Doyrois, Tisha B'Av, Morantainis, Tisha B'Av. Came back on Erev Tir, or Tisha B'Av, all the tzoras that we have started with this Maisa, the Meraglim. And we're not dealing with Pasha Dimension, Rabbi Yisrael. Vayishlach Oysa Moshe Yimidbar Parma Pi Hashem Kulam Anoshim. All men. Zokt Rashi, kol anoshim shebemikre loshen chashivus v'oyse shah ksheirim hoyu. At that moment they were all ksheirim, they were all ksheirim, but not only ksheirim, they were nasi, the seam of the shevet, kol nasi b'hem. But not only that, the order of Eilu Shmoysom Amate Ruvet Shavu Ben Zok the Ramban, what is this order? We don't find this order in other orders of Shas. Says the Ramban, Venira Ulai, that going according to the Chashivas of everyone. That means Yeshua and Kol weren't even the most Chashiv. And yet, Tzadikim Eilu, Gedoyle Oilam Eilu, Rachmon Litzlom, Ayomos, Bamageifa, the tremendous, tragic death of the 10 Nisim. Not only that, according to the song, they don't have Olam Haba. Not only that, they caused the whole Klal Yisrael not to go in. Klal Yisrael would be a different world today without the Chet HaMeraglim. But we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, exactly what the Chet is. Shlach lecho anoshim, says Rashi, shlach lecho, l'daitcha, ani eni mitzav lecho, but im tirtza, shlach, you have a shus to send. Chai so kein, nishlach anoshim, let's send people before him. He says, I'm telling you it's good, well, okay, if you want, you can go in and look. V'chayim, sheni noisim l'mokum litois, I give them a mokum litois. You have to understand a boy say. You're allowed to send, okay. There's a mokum litois now. Before there would be no mokum litois, but there was a heter. Second of all, a boy say, be'etzem, if we look at the whole story when they came back, they went, they brought back the fruit, they showed them as pri ha'aretz. They came back, and the Chora, they did not say one word that's not true. Nothing wrong. Pashas in the Lashon also, it says they said Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is MS. You know, Motzi Shemra. Is not emes. Pasha, they said Lashon Hara. Lashon, you say Motzi Divasa. Pasha was Moshe, was Lashon Hara. They said Lashon Hara, but they didn't say anything in not emes. They took from the fruit, they showed the fruit, they didn't bring it from a different land. That was the fruit. That happened to be a little out of the ordinary. You know, the grape looked a little too big. You know? The grape, you know, took up you couldn't get it through the door. It was such a big grape. And the people tackle with giants. And it says They said Eretz Ocheres Veshveah, as Rashi says, B'chol Malkum Shavarno, Matzayim Kovri Mason. We saw them were burying dead all the time. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa L'Toyva K'day L'Toyda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for their Sukkud, in order to Matar, they should be preoccupied with burying dead. But say that, but they're not, this is what they saw, Eretz Ocheres Veshveah. So the Shaila is, the boy say, exactly what is the Taina? The Chor, they said over exactly what they saw. Now you could add and say maybe the Taina was like the Stipler's Mahal, that they felt that they were paskin it. The Stipler one has there's a famous stira in the Psukin. The Pasuk says, Kulum Anoshim. They were all Anoshim, but also saw Koshahoyah. Later on, it says, Vayechu Vayavoyu. As Rashi says, Lahakish going to coming. Just like when they left, just when they came back, they came by Yitzirah, so they went left by Yitzirah. We just said they were calling Anoshim by the time, the beginning. So what's by Yitzirah? They went by Yitzirah. It says they were calling Anoshim. So Stipel says, when they were appointed, so at that moment, once they got appointed, right, when he appointed them, they were cool enough. But as soon as they got appointed, they decided them that we don't have to only say over the story, but we have to paskin. We have to paskin. Who asked them to paskin? But Lemaisa Soivashal Dover, they just said over that they gave their advice. We don't think that we could do it. Eretz Ocheres Veshveah, this gigantic men that were not seen in the history of the world, giants, mamas, literally giants. That their son is the necklace is their son. The son's like their necklace. That's how high they are. The giants, that's the giants. And we just don't think we can do it. So what does your Kalev say? Kalev is vayas. It's on. Kalev says, "Olo inal of Yerashk yochol nuchalo." So he gave his advice. So he said, "Yeah, we can do it." Okay, it's a very nice, encouraging statement. Kalev says, but we can do it. Don't worry, we can do it. And Rashi says, he says, "Afilo b'shamayim v'oyim osu sulamas." He said, even if he tells us to go up to Shemayim. He says, even if they're in heaven, he tells us we have to go to heaven. He tells us make sulamas to go. We're going to be able to do it. L'chore, this is things that are even Kalev was saying things that are l'chore extraordinary. They're not up derech ha'teva. So this is a big yisoid over here, Rabbi Yisai. Many more kasha answers just for now. Tremendous yisoid, Rabbi Yisai. It's interesting. We find a very common denominator. One other point that we find very interesting in the parasha that Yoshua and Kalev are both saved. Both with the same means, meaning even though it was done a little bit different ways, but Yeshua is saved because his Rebbe davens for him. Stam Agav Urcha, Rabbi Zayt, big Yisoid, Rabbi Zayt, this week's parasha, to have a Rebbe is very important. See how stark to have a Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Moshe Nefesh to daven for his Talmud, Yeshua, call Yotziach, Misham Yatzmarai, changed his name, it was a tefillah with the Shekhinah Hashem, that's how serious it was. Child one must have been a down for the other, but again, he down for his Talmud. But the Mefarshim, the Mahalchim, with Tzveitens, Kalev also. How was he? What was his koyach? It says that he went by Yovoi at Chevron. He went to the Mishtatech al Kivrei Avos. Here's the Mekorah, but people think going to Kfarim, that's a new thing. It's not the Mefarshim Mekorah, but in the Parsha. That if you have to leave the base measure of a tziva from Moshe Rabbeinu, so when you're there, so if you're in the base measure, you don't have, but you have to be in the measure, you be in the sign because you're going out. So in of Kivrei Avos, the shtatech al Kivrei Avos, called the shtatech, the koyach of tefillah. What's the yisoid of us? So you want to say Gavaldi Gazach over here. The machloikes between Kalev and Yoshua. And the rest of Meraglim, they weren't arguing. They both saw the same thing. They saw the giants. Chovas Alevovis writes in Shara B'tochen, a big yisoid. the person, big arichas over there in Eichol Eselavavis, Shabitach, which is good for everybody to learn, especially in these times, to have a Klor Yinyan Ebitach. Chavos Halvavos writes over there that if a person puts his bitachin in the Yibayin Shaloylam, so it's the greatest of a life. He has the best, the highest of life, the most happiest life. And he brings, because anything else we believe in, there's always going to be a chesaron. Ten chesaron. Even he says, even the richest man, the alchemist, he calls an alchemist, who has such a gravadic profession where he invents this different stuff, he can make millions of dollars from it. But he has worries. He has worries that people are going to find out about it, people are going to know about it, they'll copy him, they'll this, they'll that. But the Baal Bitochen has no worries, be'etzim a Baal Bitochen. But over there he talks about if a person is Meser's Bitochen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with a person Mida K'neged Mida. And that is, that whatever you put your Bitochen, Hashem says, okay, you don't want to, I'm taking my Bitochen, and whatever you believe in, let him take over. And the question is, Meser, his Koyach HaShmir, his Koyach Bitochen in him, and he leaves you over to that what you believe in. The ganze mahalach over here, Rabbi says that the Nesiim saw what they saw, but they were 100% right. There was no sheker in their words whatsoever, and even their assessment of whether they're going to be able to be successful against this nation was 100% right. Yehoshua and Kalev answered them that we can do it, and everything like that, Rabbi Isai. The chilek is, Rabbi Isai, it's a very simple chilek. That if we look at the Metzius in its own right, without a realization that there's something called Siyata Shemaya, Siyata Dishmaya, so they're 100% right. They're 100% right. And this could be the Mokoim Litois. We could say maybe two ways over here. The Mokoim Litois was that he said, Shlach Lecho Anoshim. You send out men for me, or you ask me, say, Shlach Lecho, you do it. And they understood they have to look at it for a professional, strategic, strategic, that's the word I'm looking for, from it's a vodik mahalach, an arm, what's the word? Like an army type of view, a strategic war, tactical war, right? They had to look at it from how a strategic standpoint, what a people that are coming to attack. That was the Mokum Litois that they fought there. Because Moses says to look at it, okay, Shlach, he must be that. We should look at it from our hands then. But that was the Mokum Litois. Because Kalev and Yeshua, because they had Davin Kol Yoshiachim Yatzas Miraglim, and Mishtatek on Kivrei Ovois, that if Siyata Dishmaya, that when a person's looking with the Koyach of Siyata Dishmaya, so all or nada, we see differently. In the blind eye, the naked eye, you see a vada. This is the metzias. But if and that's all, if we don't add a metzias called siyata dishmaya, if you add a metzias called siyata dishmaya, you see difference. A different type of glasses. You have these type of glasses, but if the glasses have a certain power to them, you could see much clearer. And the chilek between the Meraglim and Yeshua of Akalev, who had the Siyat Ishmael, as they saw with a different Olah Nala. We could, what are they, crazy? What do you mean Olah Nala? These are giants, the cities, Eretz Ochel, Shveha. But if you see something with Siyat Ishmael, you see the ganze mesugya acheres, Rabbi. You see it all totally anderish. And if you have this, you have to see the right way, Rabbi. The picture is a whole different picture. And it's yisoid in life, Rabbi. That with siyata dishmaya, many things that we think that cannot be accomplished can never be accomplished. and with Siyat Dishmaya, things in a way over the, our ability can be accomplished. And this was Moshe's call Yoshiach, the Atzis around. The Atzis around was they were to go and look at it from a naked eye. Whether we could say that that was their intention, Meikara, or whether that was an assignment for them. You could say another matter, that it was an assignment for them, that deep down they also understood that a Kodesh Baruch was going to help them. But because they had whatever could be the Zohar HaKodesh, they had Gaiva, there was a Gaiva, the Indian, as the Zohar says, the Mesil Shalom brings down, that what happened to the Meraglim, that they understood that they're going to lose their Nesias, that they're going to Eretz Yisrael, so says the Zohar, the Mesil Shalom brings down Perek Yud Aleph. And therefore, knowing that there was a certain union of Gaiva, that we can't lose it, and that was noy to their das to push away the Ribbono Shel'Olam, to not think with that das, everybody said. That was the Mokum Litois. The Mele, they weren't able, they took off those glasses, didn't put on the right glasses. They saw 100%, they weren't Shakronin, it was Lashon Hara. But the reason they were punished is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you're going to be, you know, there's going to be Siyat Dishmaya. That's what he told them. That's what he was upset. Shlach lecha, ani oimel lecha, toiva aretz, ani oimel lecha, that no, there's not going to be a problem, meaning because I'm going to give the Siyat Dishmaya. But the Mokum Litos is that if you're going to go look for it, and you're going to go strategically, and you go in a derech ha-tevet dika oifin, without the bitochen in Hashem, he's going to be mesir his bitochen from you. And then you're going to take a see it like it is. It's pataka impossible to. Even the Eretz Yisrael Shashver, we see this so clear, Rabbi Yisai. The Siyat Nishmai, to see it right. The stipling is Birchas Peretz, is a fascinating word over here. Eretz Yisrael Shashver says the stipler, Rashi says, Klor, what was going on? The land wasn't a killer land. It seemed as if everybody was dying. There's a land that you can't survive unless you have special goof. Says the stipler, the Matthias is that if people are always dying, it doesn't make a hashpon something after a while, like anything in life. After a while, a person sees the same thing many, many times. The guys who are the grave diggers for the Chevra Kedisha, I don't know, they see the dead body in front of them, I don't see one tear. I mean, the guy has a dead guy right next to him. I'm dead. Straight through, like you sound like bitty like yesterday and the day before. No, you know, the grave digger after 10, 15, 20 times, you know, it's like the half of a dog, like putting the French toes in the, you know, it's that's it, you know, he gets used to it. Says the stipler, if the people always die and they're used to it, they're gonna notice people in the Kramin. If they wouldn't notice, it must be it was a rare occurrence like the stipler. And they realized they didn't know what was. They realized they didn't find them. They were walking around, and they don't realize who these people are. How can they not realize? They're busy with the dead. Hashem did it dafka at that time. But they think, oh, it's always happening. It can't be. But if you don't have siyat nishmat, they think, oh, what's going on every day? Levi, 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 levi. What's going on? So the disciples, it was muchach minei uvei. But the pshat, you don't think that way. You don't have siyat nishmat. Mokoy litois, to see things the wrong way, Rabbi Sa. It's a pachad noy, Rabbi Sa. Two people could see something, in Olam Hazeh, they could hear something, and they could mamish have it the wrong way. We the Siyat Tishmai hear it a certain way, we out Siyat Tishmai. And anything in life, Rabbi Sa, if a person approaches it with Siyat Tishmai, they could say, okay, listen, at the end of the day, it's not Shayach, according to the I went with my wife last night. We went to our books. It's not possible here in Israel, Israel, to make it. We made it with our books. We have the ledgers and made a line. Haitzois, hachnosis. One thing over there. V'ulai efshir, not always. The 1,000 shekel from the koila. Haitzois. Three pages of Hoitzois. Kenneth Zayn! I was by Mr. Feinstein, CPA, General Accountant, sorry, sir, no one will ever tell you, you have something wrong over here. No one will ever tell you, it's not possible for you to manage in Israel. Go get a job. Job, not the Tanakh, Job, from the Tanakh. Get a real job. Say a joke, that's why they say, Yeshiva Bachim, don't learn Tanakh. A guy wants one open up, and he opened, said, job. He said, oh, it's not for me. But anyway, the Maisa, Eov in English is job. Anyway, the Kitsa, but the Maisa, according to the law of science, of accountancy, but so this the young yeshiva is Shiva man sitting there shaking with his wife. But isn't it possible? I mean, but he takes off his bifocals. I'm an accountant 25 years. You're asking me this is possible? I went to school for this. Passed the CPA, the highest level. They wanted me to work in the biggest firm in Manhattan. And you're telling me you can make it here in Israel? Get a job. Go to America. That's where the money is. Go here, do this. So we have to tell Mr. Accountant, 100%, three lines. But you have to add one other thing to that line of hachnosis. Samach Bisad! It's on the top of the right side. The right side column, Bisad. Siyato Dishmayo. Forgot Mr. Accountant. Hundreds of Yungalai, generations of Yungalai sitting on the same bench in the mirror. I want you to meet the Alta Zeder. He sits on the front part of the bench at 103. How you doing, Alta Zeder? Your Ur Einikol sitting on the end of the bench. Ul and Koilel. The Koilel family, let's get a picture of it on Modia. The Koilel, five generations sitting at the Mir Yeshiva. Five generations. Well, he's starting to humble it. I really don't have an explanation for it. Bisiato Ishmael. The person makes a cheshbin. I'm learning, but my brain is very weak. It's so hard for me to understand. I spoke to many people about it. And they gave me an eitzah. You are not cut out for it. Maybe you're cutting out for plumbing. Not too much brains over there. Push it down, up, in. And you get a check, $100. Open up a plumbing service. Joe's Plumbing. Have plumber, we'll travel. Plunger, sorry. You're not cut out for learning. According to all the cheshboinus that we just made. You're not cut out. You don't have a good memory. You know this and that. You're not too... Yes. Nature, peace, science, peace, physics, biology, trigonometry! But there's one ingredient missing. See, Ata Dishmaya. The Gemara is Dr. Megillah Vav. The Ukme Girsa, to know Torah, is Siyata Min Shemaya. Is having Siyata Min Shemaya. So all the Cheshboinis, and all the Torahs, and all the things, if a guy has Siyat Dishmaya, that's it. Rabbi say, he's zeicher to growl the gazach, and if he doesn't have Siyat Dishmaya. But what brings Siyat Dishmaya, Rabbi say? Obviously, the desire to know, the desire, the wanting, the emes of wanting. Not wanting your own wants, like the Meragim, they desire to stay, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Meisi. But if you really want to be Ribbono Shel Olam, you want to be Ribbono Shel Olam, help. You want the Ribbono Shel Olam to guide you. You're looking for emes derech. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the Siyata Dishmaya. But the Gemara is mashma that the ikkar Siyata Dishmaya, Rabbi Yosi, comes from tefillah, Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says in Nida Daf Ayin, Mayasa Odom V'Yechka. So the Gemara, Yarbe be yeshiva. You gotta sit in yeshiva and learn. Says the Gemara, Harbe also. For loyal also be yada. Many people did that. So the Gemara, Yevakesh mimi shachach mashaloi. Mayasa oda viyashir! Sam Bernstein will tell you what to do. Point to his books, get a job, doctor, lawyer. Mayasev Odov Yashir Yarbe Bischoira. You have to make a shtadlus. Make a shtadlus. Harbe Osu Vilosa Biyodam Alivakesh Mimi Sha Kesef Shaloi. Siata Tfil Raboy said is Siata Dishmaya. You ask the reversion, you cry your eyeballs out. Birnikshan, you're in charge, it's your world. You own it. It's yours, Rabbi Yisai. It's your world. Kol HaKesef Zov is yours. I need Parnasa. I need a Shidduch of his daughter. Believe 100% B'tochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Siyata Min Shemaya. I want to understand your Torah. I want to remember your Torah. Siyata min shmaiz of the Gemara Megillah. The person cries for it, asks for it. The Ibn Yishlan gives it. He sends the Siyata min shmaiz, and then, oh, lo and behold, what? That guy is making money? He had two left hands. How is he doing plumbing? With his nose? This guy has parnasa. How does he have parnasa? He's marrying off his children. What in the world's going on? His long lost aunt. She's lost, totally lost, and she left over my one. She left over some money, a few mil. All of a sudden, in the mail came. It comes a check. He needs for this. He needs for that. Boom, out of nowhere, Siyata min Shemaya. Tremendous Siyata min Shemaya. I saw a story just now in the Biederman. The story of a certain Yid. He needed a Shidduch for his daughter. And he was attacking Oni. He was a terribly poor man. And in the world of even in those times, also usually in order to get a good shidduch, you had to have a good cast. You had to have the dunya, a nice dowry. But he didn't have too much to his name, and he started to cry and beg the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he talked to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Beis Medrash went to the shul and davened, and he talked out, and he would cry his eyeballs out. And one day he was sitting there, he met another guy. He was also crying. And they both realized they were crying for the same thing. This guy had a son and he was also poor. And they started to mishadech, Rabbi Yisrael. And from this shidduch, the Rebbe writes it, the Chofetz Chaim used to say over this story, from this thing, the Chofetz Chaim said, oh, we used to say over the story, this is a famous great people came out. The Ksois and his brothers came out from this zivuk, of this girl and this boy. They were the parents of the Ksois HaChoshen and his brother, the Trumas Zakri. How is he going to get a shidduch? How is it going to come about? Siyata min Shemayim, Rabbi Yisrael. Tremendous, tremendous stories, Rabbi Yisrael. People, because if you have Siyata Shemayim, Rabbi Yisrael, then you have everything. If you don't have Siyata Shemayim, you can stand on your head. It's not going to go, Rabbi Yisrael. We write beside, Rabbi Yisrael. A lot of us write at the top of our pages beside, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know, many people don't even know what they're writing over there. But a person doesn't understand it. A person doesn't have a kavanah when he writes. He writes a Chidushei Torah, but Siyata Dishmaya. He needs Siyata Dishmaya to mecham into the emes. When a person is going to anything in life, a person is going out to do something, he has the down for Siyata Dishmaya. If he has the Siyata Dishmaya, it works. If not, and that's mamash the maisa right afterwards. Right afterwards, they decided, they said, okay, Taka, we messed up, we made a mistake. Vayapilu, they said, we're going up now. We realize we made a terrible mistake, we want to go to Israel. Moshe Benu says, no! Realize, Ein Hashem, you have no siyat d'shmaya. You can want to go up with all the bread now. We have tremendous desire. We want Eretz Yisrael. We're going for mitzvah now. We're going to rectify. We're going to do tshuva. Vayapilu. Moshe Ben said, don't. Hashem's not with you. No siyat d'shmaya. The Amalek came. They killed him. You can want to go up now. The greatest mitzvah. I'm doing the greatest thing now. We're going up to that show. Tikkun. Moshe says, sorry. Ain't kan. There's no siyat d'shmaya of it. Bereshim's not involved. You're not going to, I don't care, you're doing the greatest mitzvah. But if no siyat d'shmaya, for whatever, because they did the wrong thing, there had to be a different process of tshuva. The greatest intentions, no siyat d'shmaya. A person has to beg for siyat d'shmaya. There's a tefillah of Rabbi Sefer Yerushalmi. Rashi Brura brings down, it's a Ketaret Seder of Scharenberg, Zatzal used to say it every Motzei Shabbos, after his shmuz, after he said the v'yita nocho, and after Avdol, he used to sit down to say the tefillah of the Yerushalmi. We asked the Ben Yerushalmi, Ben Oilomim, it's a beautiful tefillah, and all the Sigurim have Rabbi Sefer. It says that this week Hashem should give different things. Arich Zapayim and Brocha and this and that. All the Sharim. Shar Brocha, Shar. And in the Rabbi says, Shar Siyat Dishmai, Rabbi Sefer. A person down Siyat Dishmai, Rabbi Sefer. Because on Siyat Dishmai, you can't have Atzloch in nothing. Nothing. The person doesn't understand it. Can have a beautiful speech prepared. He had the president's men prepare him a speech, the greatest speech, knockout speech. He gets up there, not one person is inspired by the speech. What did the pshat of us have? There was no siyat d'shmaya. And one guy got up, simpleton, he got up and said a shmiz, and the whole world was inspired by that speech. Why? Shem gave him siyat d'shmaya. The guy could barely, he's stuttering. Moshe Rabbeinu was a stutterer, he could barely speak. And yet he inspired all the clients, so he had siyat d'shmaya. It's something that we have to daven for, something that we seek out. And obviously, the main thing is to be tochen the Ibn Shabbos. From there comes siyat d'shmaya. If you believe in him, Hashem tzilcha, we say, Hashem's my shadow. Says the Chovei Salvos, at kama that we believe, at kama that you put out, that's how much a shadow you're going to have. Hashem tzilcha, the more you b'teach, which is ma'isa tefillah, that's the more that's going to come out, Rabbi Yisai. We should be zoich, Rabbi Yisai. It's just so it is, it has to be expanded on. But that's the Yisod of Miraglim. The Chilu to the Oregon was they both saw the same thing. The Shiloh, they have the glasses to see it with Siyat Tishmaya. Yeshua V'Kolev understood through the Koyach HaTfilah of Moshe and their Tefillah. They had tremendous, we see all the knowledge. It's not going to be a problem. We're going to be able to overcome these guys. It wasn't some a wish. They saw it's very clear. We can overcome them. They saw a taka. Look what HaKadosh Baruch is doing. He's making them die out. These big giants are dying out like butterflies just now. So the mitar, you can imagine what's going to be then. Siyata d'shmaya. But you don't believe. You don't have that siyata d'shmaya. You try to go with your own cook, your own mahalach, your own machshav, how it's supposed to be. Kadosh Baruch says, you want to go on your own? Okay, I'm take away my siyat d'shmai. You try to do it yourself. And without siyat d'shmai, apilu, Hashem, Shem Yirach, which should be zircha, to ask the Ibn Shalom, beg for that siyat d'shmai, and then be'ez Hashem, ola na'le, we'll have hatzlocha, and brocha, and siyat d'shmai.